Now we'd like to switch gears to look at a different kind of election year development in California. While some states are taking steps that critics say make it more difficult to vote, limiting early voting or requiring IDs at the polls, next year California will go in a different direction. The state will automatically register citizens to vote the moment they get or renew their driver's licenses. Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill yesterday making California the second state after Oregon to have such a law. And as NPR's Brakton Booker reports, this could mean millions of new voters for the state when the law kicks in next year.
California's Secretary of State's office says there are approximately 6.6 million residents eligible to vote, but they just aren't registered. And Emily Rush says that's got to change. She's the executive director of the California Public Interest Research Group.
Our democracy is absolutely dependent on the participation of all of our eligible citizens.
Rush says the new law will likely have the greatest impact on young people.
In 2014, only 52% of 18 to 24-year-olds were registered to vote before the 2014 election. That means that nearly half of eligible youth are just being left out entirely of the process.
California lawmakers hope the new law will rev up interest in voting, following the 42% turnout in last year's midterms, a record low. But not everyone agrees this law is good. Hans von Spakovsky thinks California's new law just won't work. He's a legal fellow at the Conservative Heritage Foundation.
One of the rights I think that Americans cherish is the right to be left alone.
He thinks the state may become more vulnerable to voter fraud and says the idea that young people or anyone else will start voting just because the state automatically registers them is foolish. It also puts citizens in a tough position if they want to opt out.
And if you want to get out of the system, you've got to take the step of going and telling the government you don't want to do it.
California's law is scheduled to go into effect in January, but the automatic registration won't be offered until work is finished on a statewide database, which may not be complete until the summer of 2016. Brakton Booker, NPR News, Washington.